Welcome, everyone. It's great that we're able to join together today, and we do particularly welcome Japheth Wanthi with us. Japheth is from Kenya. I think I first met Japheth back in 1986. We've been good friends ever since. And Japheth went from Kenya to study before 1986, to study for about 10 years in America, and then came back to Kenya, where the need for preachers of the gospel is very, very great. And he has lectured in the college there, the theological college, for a number of years, and has been very, very vitally involved in the building up of the Independent Presbyterian Church of Kenya. So welcome, Japheth, amongst us today. There are three sessions today. The first session will go till around about 11. We'll have questions before that, after Japheth's talk. We'll then have a break for morning tea. And 11:30, 12:30 will be the second session, also with questions. And then lunch, and then the third talk, and we should wrap everything up by 2:30. We're going to begin by singing the hymn, Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah. Many years ago, when Japheth was visiting Australia, he taught us this hymn. Do you remember that, Japheth? He does. So it's a very appropriate hymn to begin with. Let's now come before the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, we delight to think of how your whole creation praises your name, that even the mountains, the valleys, the rivers, the oceans, the storms all bear testimony to the greatness of your creative power. And yet, O Father, we would desire not only to praise you passively as these created things do, but to praise you actively. We acknowledge that we are part of a fallen race, and the vast majority of that fallen race do not even acknowledge you. And we are ashamed of that, O Lord. We think, O God, of what a sad insult that is to your name. And, O Father, we know that we ourselves often come so far short of your glory. But we pray, O Lord, that you would have mercy upon us this day and grant us your Holy Spirit as we join together, as we study your word, as we contemplate the greatness of your salvation. Take our minds off dwelling upon trivial things and help us, O Lord, that truly we might turn our eyes upon Jesus, that the things of this world might grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace. Be with your servant Japheth as he opens up your word to us now, and grant that your spirit would be upon him and upon us, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Before Japheth comes and speaks, would you turn, if you have your Bibles, to Hebrews chapter 2.